Welcome to the special edition podcast to highlight the VIDM on the 5th of May 2021. The VIDM is an annual free online 24-hour conference celebrating International Day of the Midwife on the 5th of May. By means of our free 24-hour online conference on this day of celebration, participants from six different continents join together to network and share evidence-based research at the VIDM. But rather than providing a passive education comprised of videos and online e-learning, the VIDM is an interactive conference using web conferencing software, which allows delegates to text chat with each other throughout the sessions, to participate in online polls, and ask questions directly to the speaker or other delegates in a synchronous way. And this year we are continuing with our podcast series where we get to interview the speakers, the facilitators, and those who have submitted poster presentations. And today I'm speaking to Barbara Snuggs, and thank you so much for joining me today. I wonder if you'd like to share with us a little bit about yourself and your poster presentation topic.
Well, thank you and good morning. Thank you so much for having me. My name is Barbara Snuggs. I am currently a practicing midwife in Georgia, in the Atlanta, Georgia area, and I am also an educator in the Atlanta, Georgia area in a baccalaureate program for nursing students. I became a nurse about 27 years ago and have always loved women's health, and my goal was eventually, once I finished my baccalaureate program, to end up in women's health, and I followed that track. I learned to work with midwives, and I just loved what they did, and I wanted to do what they did, and so I pursued my career got my master's degree at Emory University and have been practicing as a certified nurse midwife in the Atlanta area since then. So that's been approximately 16 years. Through the course of my practice, I also then wanted to I developed this passion for new nurses that were coming into labor and delivery and postpartum, and I just wanted to give back to the world of nursing the education and the skill that I had learned over all the years, and so I pursued a doctorate degree and received that at Vanderbilt University, and now I am an educator in a baccalaureate program at University of North Georgia and love it. Students just absolutely feed my soul. So that's just a little snippet about me. I'm also a wife and a mom. I have three adult children who are thriving and serving our country and in other areas. One is in our military, my son's military. My middle daughter is also an educator, and my youngest daughter is about to graduate college and is pursuing medical school.
Wow, three busy children. Must be a busy, busy household there.
Well, we just love it. So we're just going to keep on doing what we've been, the skills and talents we've been given to serve other people.
And I wonder if you could please present the topic of your poster and tell us a little bit more about why you chose this topic.
So the topic that I chose was the development of a clinical guideline for midwives during the postpartum period following a patient that delivered a term stillbirth. Several years ago, I had a friend who was expecting her fourth child, and unfortunately, her water broke around the 17th week of her pregnancy. She was hospitalized for several weeks. And at 23 weeks and 6 days, she went into labor and delivered her son, who lived about 12 hours. And then what bothered me for her postpartum care was that she was treated, even though she was treated well, but she was treated as any other woman who had delivered a baby. And I just saw this gap of care that we could improve, especially in our care that midwives provide. So I worked with a physician that I happened to be employed by, a large practice in the Atlanta area, and she helped me dive into a physician perspective and, of course, a midwifery perspective, and we worked on a guideline that helped promote midwifery care during this period of time and during this difficult time, because as as I began my research, I really found there's so much inconsistency from provider to provider. So I wanted to create something that would be a little bit of a guideline, a little bit more consistency for these particular women in this very, very difficult time of their life.
It's such valuable research and so needed in our society. So thank you so much for starting that. And since you've started this research and you've created this guideline, has it been implemented in any of the hospitals in your geographic location?
So the practice that I worked for, yes, we published that guideline as part of our protocols. Luckily, we have not had to use it very much because we have not had these kinds of circumstances occur. We have not had many women who've had a term stillbirth, which is a wonderful thing. But yes, we have implemented it several times, and it just creates a guideline for care during that 6-week postpartum period. Once the patient is discharged to home, of bringing the patient back into the office and follow up at a predictable increment of time, and what do we discuss and what do we provide for this particular patient. Now, I also do believe that we have to tailor our care to each individual patient because each patient has different needs, but it definitely set a precedent for increased touch points, contact points for these patients to help them appropriately perhaps grieve or make sure that they have the correct resources or have an outlet to come and speak to those who cared for them during their pregnancy.
And I wonder if you would like to perhaps highlight one or two points that you have in the post or that have come up for you in the research that are really important in terms of changing the guidelines.
So what I found through the research is that we as midwives, we certainly can utilize our clinical knowledge and care for these patients with our skill and with our empathy and compassion for these particular patients who had established care with us or with the practice where we worked. And I also did find that there was not any consistency in the care provided. And this was not only just in the United States, but this is all over the world. We found that supported bereavement care could help families deal with their loss and that midwives can be instrumental in providing this emotional support and guidance through the initial postpartum period following a stillbirth. And that current practices that are offered to women after a term stillbirth are so variant among different obstetric providers and including midwives. And I believe that if there's some standardization, which currently there's a lack of this standardization, that we could improve the care and improve the outcome and perhaps help women learn how to cope and grieve. And then of course, rejoice in the next pregnancy.
Well, as I say, such valuable work that needs to be done, and that the changes that need to happen around honoring death as much as we do birth.
Absolutely.
As you know, the theme of the VIDM 2021 is birth equity for all. So what does that mean to you? And perhaps you might even want to bring in an element of your research and in terms of birth equity for all, including the honoring of babies born sleeping.
Through the research, and the research was difficult. It's difficult to read about babies not being born living or babies born sleeping. But what I really did find is that every woman, regardless of whether she delivers a sleeping baby or a living baby, that she deserves access to this high quality, safe, personalized, attentive, affordable, and respectful care and for providers that are available to her. I practice as a midwife in an area where we have lots and lots of providers, so women have lots of access to care, but not every woman is blessed in that way. And I think midwives definitely care for those that have more needs or perhaps have less access to women's health care. And I believe that they all should receive the same quality care that we can provide.
Absolutely. And it's certainly what we're striving for here at the VIDM. So in your opinion, why is the VIDM important?
I think the VIDM gives midwifery as a practice recognition. I do think that in the world of healthcare, especially in women's health, we are not necessarily recognized as primary providers. I think in certain states in the United States, we have to practice underneath the license of a physician, and physicians treat us differently in the way we practice. And I think the recognition that VIDM gives us as midwives and gives recognition to midwifery practice definitely helps promote the care that we can provide.
You bring up such an important point, and that's something that we experience right here where I am in South Africa at the moment, and certainly that's what we're striving for. But I know that we're not unique, and the States in South Africa, it really is a global phenomenon about the recognition of midwives as primary care providers. So
absolutely, I think we as all midwives, and I'm generalizing here, but I think we provide excellent care. And I think when midwifery practice is involved in the care of women, the outcomes are better. Research shows that. So I am just pro-midwife and pro-women's health. And I definitely feel that every woman deserves the access to this type of care.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for joining me today, Barbara. It was really, really lovely to chat to you. And for our listeners, please make sure that you check out the program on vidm.org, that you take a turn to the poster presentation so that you can see the posters that have been presented, and that you can attend some of the speakers starting on the 5th of May.